Hello.
Hello, I hope I'm allowed to jump in and to join this meeting
You are
to give
you
you some feedback from my impression from the last meeting. And I'm very curious to hear about your next plan. What are the next steps?
You're very welcome to join. You are already hijacked to continue to meet here.
Thank you. And maybe, Mike, we have the possibility to talk about the switch from the goal to develop the Okapi for sunflower and the next steps.
Sure. Yep. Sounds good.
That would be great. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. As this meeting is always quite short, just 30 minutes. Boaz is out sick today, so he won't join. We have a short agenda up and running, and I personally volunteered to be the moderator today, so we are in need of a note taker. As we just have two others here, Kristin, great, thanks a lot. And maybe it's a good idea to switch from the formal agenda to Edwin's report directly. So, Edwin, we put together our I can share these notes here with you. I don't know where Susanne is today.
She's on holiday, I think.
Ah, she's still in America.
She's
Yeah.
in the US and travel from one city to another. I don't know really. Maybe
Yeah.
she's in Canada
You might be going to
already
Canada
now.
too, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think she had quite an itinerary planned, so that is true.
Okay. Yeah, I would propose to put your feedback additionally here in our feedback
Oh, okay.
form. And yeah, please, Edwin, go ahead. Good to have you.
I don't want to go into details, but I think it was a very good meeting, and maybe I have s a little misunderstanding in my preparation. We have four or five questions to the panelists, and I was prepared for all these five four questions. And the problem maybe is that we sh have not enough time to come to a really intensive discussion. So if we have only 1 hour, that's okay, that we have only the possibility to give one statement to one question, that's okay. And on the other hand, there were some technical issues, but you handled this very well. That there's no problem. And so I only just want to hear about your impression, to your thoughts about the memberships. They are in present in the meeting room, and what was your impression, and what was the results of this the discussions at Wolfgang in general about these topics, and what would be the next steps in this working group?
Yeah, if I could just say you're not alone, Edwin, and I think we bit off way more than we could chew in the 15-minute time period, which then got cut into a little bit with some technical difficulties. So we have heard from other people too that like, hey, you know what, we prepared answers to these questions and you kind of didn't let us talk about them. So I think I'm wondering, you know, maybe we should treat our panel as a little bit of a focus group, and we should have just a conversation with the members and those people, which would include you and Sarah and Autumn and Wayne. Just talk about the questions without having that sort of time limit, to hear your perspectives, because I think that would be valuable. So, you know, Suzanne kind of on the, it was a little bit right before we were even having the meeting, we started to worry about the timing and getting through everything. And then it was really clear to Suzanne, like, oh, we're not, we can't have everybody do these questions. So she kind of made the decision right then and there, like, let's just ask them each a question and then we can circle back. Well, that didn't happen, did it? We had more technical difficulties and yeah. So I really appreciate the thoughtfulness that everybody put into it, and I do want to apologize about that kind of making it a little, you know, not giving you the opportunity to share in that particular form.
I just think that the discussion must go on with the members. And this is one opportunity to do that at Wolfcon. Maybe we have other possibilities to come to further steps. So we have always the same issues for discussion. And I think regarding the funding, for example, for the whole community, we should stay in discussion with the members and to ask them what are they able to funding, and always is this the issue also in the future.
So, Kristen, were you suggesting that maybe we consider pulling the panelists back together for another meeting and having sort of the open discussion
That's what
allowing
I'm
them to?
thinking. And we don't necessarily have to have it be like a total open members meeting, but I'm just thinking inviting the, you know, since we ask people from different levels with different levels of expertise in different areas to look at these questions and consider them, we as a member subgroup should get that information. I think it's beneficial. And it probably wouldn't be any more time for like Evelyn and others to do it. And so we could just have it be a Zoom, you know, maybe we can find like an hour and a half or something to just talk about those questions where we could all do it. And I could, you know, if you want, I can try to get that set up. Because Sarah Coldblazer pretty much said the same thing, and I think you know, Wayne and Autumn felt the same way.
Yeah, that Wayne's had the same thing to
Although they
me.
didn't express it quite, so maybe Wayne talked to you about it. I don't know.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we can invite them into this
Oh
meeting
yeah, that's
here.
what I'm thinking. Well, yeah, I think we need more than half an
Great,
hour though. But
good idea.
so maybe we can find a time.
I also think that even if we can't find a time, we can ask them to fill out, responses in the
Like
document so we
do
can
a
have their.
yeah. But I think a back and forth conversation would be even more beneficial. So yeah, so let me see what I can come up with. And because I did also hear I was talking to Christy Thomas. Now I wasn't at the shoulder meetings anymore because I'm not on a council, but she was saying when they were talking about membership, which isn't something that she's really engaged in much before, she felt like at least at the tri-council meeting, there were council members who maybe didn't realize what non-members were already contributing to the folio. Because there was some, I wasn't there, but she said there was some talk about, you know, oh, well, we should tell them that they can like join the SIGs. And she's like, there's lots of non-members who already are SIGs. Like, that's not a, you know, we don't want to be like, you can't be in the SIGs if you're not a member. So anyway, so I did tell her, Kirsten, that you know, one of the co-chairs of this group, and maybe we can follow up with her a little more on that. Because it was sort of, again, an area where you had somebody who was a little bit very involved in folio, but not involved in this issue, who then was noticing a little bit of a disconnect, I think, with, you know, what would be good membership incentives, I guess.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And for you, Edwin, this is the first time we are talking here in this group about Echo to Wolfcon, so we didn't have a chance to sort ourselves out and exchange our experiences as well. So,
But I'm curious about what are your
yeah.
impressions?
Okay, so but what we I think you are okay with being invited again, and then we are talking about this concrete questions, and then I would switch to I have two things. First, I was told that in the members meeting in Kansas City was a representative from EBSCO. And when we said this is a members meeting, this person left. And I think that's a serious thing we should address if that was by incident or is EBSCO not understanding themselves as members any longer? Or this person didn't understand that EBSCO is a member. I think we should avoid any kind of irritation about that people are not allowed in this meeting.
I mean, we certainly had non-members in the meeting, didn't we? People who represented or
I was in the room. I mean, admittedly, my attention was elsewhere. So we certainly never said this is only for members. If you're not a member, please leave before the recording started or anything. So I would not read too much into somebody from EBSCO being there and then leaving because nobody talked to us about it. And there were a lot of meetings going on at WolfCon. I know that I was in some.
I was just made aware because I couldn't. That was one of those feedbacks I gave on this feedback formula that it's
Okay.
super helpful to see the audience when you are just virtually attending because you don't have a clue
Yeah.
what's going on there.
Yeah, so I wouldn't read too much into that. I don't know. I mean, we certainly invited Christopher. He said that, you know, EBSCO would have somebody there. I don't know if they did or not, to be honest with you. I will say I felt like the members meeting was part of this broader discussion around governance and moving Folio forward. And so, even though I know a lot of things kind of were in the works, it felt like it was okay that it didn't feel like, you know, like it suddenly got dated and was untimely anymore. But there, I mean, I was definitely in a meeting in another session where I was like, oh, wait, this isn't the Library of Congress session, and that's where I meant to be. And I got up and left, and it wasn't because they were doing anything wrong in
Okay,
that
good.
session. It was just because I was like, no, I really meant to be in a different session.
That I hope that this is the very simple explanation. I just told the person who told me, okay, I'm bringing it up. If it's all good, then we don't need to go into that. Then we have an action item open because people asked how they can stay in contact as members. Of course, we do have the members' email list, but and it seems that a lot of those who are on that list are mainly approachable via email. They are not so good in using Slack. That's why we founded this members' email list. But if there is the wish for an additional Slack channel, why not? But before that, I would like to raise some other questions we need to consider as well. That is our embedding into the community council actions. We lost two members recently for this subgroup here. I mean, Joseph can't make it, he said because of the timing. I mean, and Paul said the same. I have to say that I offered Paul different time slots and I asked him to come up with some time slots and he never followed up. So I don't know how, if this time framing is really a reason, but we are now a very, very small group. So maybe we should reach out and have others here as well.
Is there
That would.
anybody here who's on CC right now? Or are we
That is
all?
exactly the other thing because, I remembered, I think wrongly, that the shoulder meetings are open to everyone. And so I joined the tree council meeting, and Tom said, oh, this is a closed meeting. So I left.
Yeah, that those meetings are closed, yeah.
Yeah, yes, last year, some simply people walked in and stayed. And I'm fine with this closed. But when members' discussion is on the agenda, it would have been a good idea to reach out to us,
So, yeah, so Suzanne's
or at least recognize our existence or whatever. At the moment, I have the feeling we have a complete disconnect to the community.
I think we do. So Suzanne's not on CC either then.
No, and
Bonus
both.
is off, is that right?
Yeah, we are all off.
So yeah, so I think
Is
that is a problem.
Oh, I thought Boaz was still on. No?
No, I think he said he was off.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Joseph was on it.
Boaz is no member at CC anymore, yeah.
So
So,
this is
who are the.
the senior community council members, Pora council members group.
So it's Tom and who else who are on CC?
Paul.
Paul. Okay. And I mean, sorry, is Paul co-chair of CC? Is that right? Tom and
Yep,
Paul?
Tom and
Okay.
Paul.
So I think that somebody needs to reach out to them and say, you know what? We created this group under CC. We had some non-CC representatives. Now we have all non-CC representatives. And so we're having these conversations, but we're not feeding them into anybody. So we need to get someone from CC here
Yeah,
who can
because I
invite
can
them
say
here.
I prepared myself very carefully and to report to the community council about the discussion at the meeting. And then I could do it. Felt not very nice. So if we continue to exist, we should do this in alignment with the community council.
Yeah, otherwise they have to create their own. I mean, you know, if they don't want us to be around anymore, we can just turn over our notes and we can finish up what we're doing. But then, yeah, we shouldn't keep doing this because they're having these conversations.
Exactly. That was where my thoughts as well.
Yeah. So who wants to reach out to them about what they want to do with this group?
I had a call with Boas earlier, but he canceled it due to his sickness.
Okay.
So I think as we are now named as co-chairs of this group, I think we can do this. I
Okay.
mean, we are just four or five
Because
people.
what I think you should do is get on the agenda for an upcoming CC meeting and say and just have the conversation, make sure everybody hears it.
I will reach out. I can't do the next, but I can do the one after.
Okay. Let me see. And that is because maybe I can make sure I'm there too.
Yeah, it would be great if you all can if you can join.
Yeah.
Those community council meetings are open.
Oh, yeah, so that's not the one on the 13th. That'll be the one on the 27th. Is that right?
Don't think so.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
And until then, we have some other meetings where we can prepare what we want to bring forward. I mean, it's pretty clear, but if we are good prepared, we can make it as constructive as possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we can align this idea with the Slack channel as well. I mean, that maybe not our decision to set up a Slack channel, but to have it aligned with the community council.
Yeah, I think that that would be good to talk about that and let them weigh in on that because I can see where like email doesn't lend itself to sort of that informal conversation that would have on Slack. It's really at this point for Folio, it's an announcement mechanism and not a like feedback conversation mechanism. So if we did want to have a members Slack channel where people could talk about membership, that would be more of a, you know, interactive, and that would make sense.
I'm super open to that. I mean, the only challenge we have is to invite the right group of people
Yeah.
because I can, of course, I have the contacts and the email list and I have the contacts on the MOUs, but often those are not the ones who are super active in the community. So, but if we all put our knowledge together, we will find enough members from each member institution that we have a good representation.
Yeah, now are you thinking that this is going to be a closed channel or would this be an open channel for people that are members are interested in becoming members to join?
As we are right now discussing advantage on, if I'm reading the notes correctly from the community council, if we want to generate more income and more advantages out of membership, it needs to be closed because otherwise it's simply everybody can pick another channel.
So here's where I see a lot of tension right now
Yeah,
with
me as well.
membership. And this is would be good to talk about maybe with community council too, because adding levels of exclusivity to membership feels like we're then creating unnecessary barriers to letting people sort of in. But if there's, and but the tension is then like, well, why should people bother to be members? Because we think we have this free rider problem where everyone's going to be like, you know what? I don't want to become a member and give money, but I want to do everything else that members do. I don't actually know if that's a problem or not. Because I think some of the people that really want to be involved have no control over whether or not their institution gives money or not. And maybe that's really where the issue comes from. And if we want to have this be a grassroots effort, we have to let people who want to be involved, like, make the case for membership. And if we're excluding them, they're not able to do that, or they're not seeing that. I think that's a, like, we didn't really talk about that at this members meeting, but I am seeing that sort of, like, when we're talking about governance and how to make this project work and how to build trust and how to keep it open, I think creating closed channels creates this trust issue too.
I mean, we already framed that in different ways, exactly this kind of argumentation. And the thing is that from where I'm coming from is on one hand, we have the open community where everybody can do whatever everybody wants to do. We had a reason why in the members group, we are reaching out to the management level. It's really about money. It's really about resourcing the project. If we want to build a construction that this project has a strong membership and a strong, and who are investing, we need a room where we can do that. And that has nothing to do with the general openness of for SIG members or interested parties or whatever. It is a completely different thing. Maybe we need to call it something else like members. But it's a management engagement in folio, and that has to do with money and resources. But that was always difficult in folio because the vendor, sorry, Mike, the vendor interests are different from the from those who are not vendors. But yeah, we had that discussion already very, very often, and we always said in the end we behaved very well and said, yeah, we are open, we are not doing any closed things, which le led to a very weak membership or community in the end.
But I guess I'm wondering if we decided we're going to be closed, would we have a strong membership now, or would we be in the same place?
We will be in the same place. The question is what we will become with all the discussion about CDD and so on. And I'm not very fond of doing this in a closed environment. I'm just seeing membership doesn't make sense if you don't need to become a member if you have all access to everything. Otherwise, we don't need the membership. Then we can say everybody can pay something if they want to, without any MOUs or any other commitment. Where's the difference then?
Yeah, this is such a question, at the heart of things for the community council to deal with. What is membership? What does membership get? Is it exclusive or not? Do we call it membership? Should we call it something else? It's really a fundraising thing.
It's a fundraising thing. And
Yeah,
fundraising comes, I mean, even those discussions that EBSCO is not there. I mean, I learned that Harry joined the community council meeting even if he was not invited, and he said a lot of things. And from my standpoint, I thought, yes, EBSCO needs to be at the table at the community council, in every council. They are the most influential institution in this project. So it's okay that he was there. But who else should have been there as a major stakeholder? So we need to really focus on the realities of this project and to find a stable basement for funding and for sustainability. And yeah, so We had that discussion, and if we bring it now to community council again with completely new members, we will have hear everything again we already heard the last 10 years, but I'm happy to hear that.
Well, if you feel strongly that we should have the Slack channel be closed, then I think what you and maybe Boaz will want to frame is what is the purpose of the Slack channel, why you're
Exactly.
keeping it closed, and how you plan to use it and recruit people to join it. Because I think once it's closed, then somebody needs to manage when new people want to join, and we'll have to review to see if they are at a member institution.
I'm not even sure if this Slack channel will be used by anyone. Because as long as we can't explain what membership is, why should people say something there? I mean, it was interesting to hear, I will look it up, that people wanted this Slack channel. So I'm happy to create one. But having this discussion about what means membership needs to happen as well. It's not about do we have a closed or an open Slack channel. That's definitely not the thing. Who asked for that? I hopefully did I catch that? I fear I didn't. I just catch this general question. What do you think, Edwin? Julie Bickel asked that.
If you're talking about the situation regarding this channel we have, this is a member subgroup, yes? And have we defined the profile of this subgroup, what we are dealing with? Is it only think about the management level of the memberships, or should we address many questions concerning all members?
No, we
And
are not. Yeah. But
I think it's a question. We have already a select list in this subgroup, yes? And this is a closed select channel, right?
it's pretty much a
So,
logistical channel, though.
yeah, I think the question was that somebody, apparently Julie Bickel, said, oh, instead of an email or in addition to an email list, you should have a members Slack channel.
Yeah, of course, sure.
And I think if we, unless we change something, that membership Slack channel would be closed because the mailing list, for example, is closed. And as Kirsten's pointing out, there's no guarantee that anybody will actually use the Slack channel.
Who will
I mean,
post in this Slack channel? The members or this subgroup maybe
right.
provide some information about the things we are dealing with.
That is an
Yeah.
option.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
that's
what.
what I think understanding the use case that we have for the Slack channel is what we need to figure out a little more. Yeah. And to be honest, Edwin, when this group was started, our main goal was organizing the face-to-face meetings or organizing the members' meetings as an organizational entity, not a entity. So the content-based discussion, what is membership or how are we organizing it, or is normally not our not our goal. I mean, of course we are talking about that, but this group doesn't exist long enough that this is still always on our agenda, that we wanted to talk about a charter and about who should be in the group and what are we doing next. What we identified in the first place was, if you are a member and you have a question about your membership, you can address the folio secretary or manager. But you don't have anybody to talk about, or of course the community council, but the members as members have no anchor. And that's why we said, okay, if we want to attract more institutions to become a member and to invest in Folio, we need some kind of member meeting. at least twice a year to inform the members, because often those who are connected to the MOU process and invoicing process are not the ones who are working in the mix, so that they know why they are investing. It's a little bit like a board member information. Verbundleitungssitzung.
Maybe we can ask the other panelists if we when we invite them in for the next meeting, then we can discuss these questions
Even
also.
this group has no, we are just meeting for our time today is already over again. So we have not come to that because we were completely absorbed by doing this, the organizational process of providing two member meetings. So talking about the purpose is maybe something we should do next time. And we shouldn't start with Slack channel open or closed. We should start
No,
about
no.
the purpose of it. It's my proposal. Mike is laughing.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like we need what we said earlier. We need confirmation from the community council that this group should still exist
Yeah,
and
and
what the purpose of this group
if we
is.
scroll down, we find this somewhere before we jumped into Wolfcon planning that this was on our agenda to clarify. I'm pretty
Okay.
sure about that.
Maybe that's a good idea to do this at the next step, the first step, yeah. And
So
yeah.
we have like this month to do it before the community council meeting.
Yeah.
So that's what we should do, and hopefully Boaz will be feeling better. I still think that having this this sort of focus group to finish up what we had started at WolfCon will be good. So I'm still going to do that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you.
Okay. Is
Only one off-topic question. Who is the host of this meeting? And if Mike it is, if is it you, then can we talk about the other things, Okapi and Sunflower? I
It's not me, but Edwin,
host of okay.
I will Slack you a Zoom
Okay.
link.
And you need to switch
Okay,
an OLF meeting room here.
okay,
And
good.
it's recorded,
Okay.
so maybe you don't want to talk about business.
So Mike, you can send me a link after right after this
Yes.
meeting so we
Yep.
can talk a few minutes only and I
Yep.
can.
Okay.
Will do.
I'm
Good.
out next meeting. So but I hope Boaz will be back so we can continue.
All right,
See you
sounds
around.
good.
Yeah, today was the time was too short, I think, to have a good summary, but we can continue next week.
Yep, sounds good. Take care. We'll see you.
Care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.